Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we've got an update on Ricochet's contract status with the WWE. We've got a huge change to the Hard to Kill main event. Speaking of which, we're going to predict Hard to Kill results, and we preview SmackDown. But first, there has been a new date set for WrestleMania 37. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? So way back on November 12th, 2020, WrestleVotes tweeted out the following, quote, "There has been internal discussions about moving the scheduled date of WrestleMania from March 28th to April 11th or even April 18th. The goal remains to have fans in attendance for the event. Thought process, moving back the show a few weeks only helps that out. Today, Fightful Select." Go subscribe to Fightful Select. They're the best.
Yes.
Reported
Things. Seconded.
Yeah. That while things are always subject to change, as of right now, WrestleMania is scheduled to happen April 11th, 2021. Mm. Fightful notes that the show won't be happening in LA as previously scheduled. Not a huge surprise.
Yep.
Nor will it happen at the Amway Center or Tropicana Field because there's already events scheduled there that particular day. So, of course, the Fightful also does mention, I think it's been mentioned previously, Raymond James Stadium was going to be the home of WrestleMania last year, the home of the Super Bowl this year as a prospective venue for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. How many thousands and thousands and thousands of fans are going to be coughing in each other's mouths at this thing?
Well, depends if WWE wants to be responsible about it or not, or relatively responsible about it. Or no, of course, a responsible thing to do is have it in front of zero fans. You know, as of now, we don't know what the vaccine rollout is going to look like in about 3 months' time or over the next 3 months. So, yeah, the responsible thing from vantage point of now is probably do it in front of no fans, but I would say, I don't know, like a reasonable estimate if they're going to do it in front of fans, maybe 25% full.
Yeah, it'll all depend on how much is going to change a little less than a week from now. There's an ambitious vaccination rollout plan that I know the new administration has been talking up over the past 24 hours. A lot's up in the air right now to see how effective the vaccination rollout's going to be with the new administration, how eager people are. I'm saying if I was eligible right now, load it up. Give me all the vaccine, load it up. But a lot of people out there, for various reasons, might not be so anxious, and you know that might delay things a little bit. Like you said, if it's right now, the responsible thing is no. But a lot that we don't know between now and April. So we'll see what happens at that time. Another thing that we're gonna see about is whether or not Ricochet is gonna be sticking around WWE. It kind of seems like he's gonna be for a little while, anyways, because just earlier this week, Wrestling Observer's Brian Alvarez suggested that Ricochet had yet to sign a new deal with the WWE. Now, thanks to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, we may know why he hasn't put pen to paper on an extension, because he already did. Dave Meltzer is reporting that Ricochet's contract here expires in the summer of 2024. He signed a 5-year deal when he moved to the main roster. So that's Dave Meltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dave said that
in WWE for a long time. Is that, you think it's awkward?
Seemingly.
What if I came to News Brief and I was like, Larson, according to my sources, Ricochet, he hasn't signed an extension. His contract's coming up soon. And you're like, my sources say 2024. I wonder how they reconcile that stuff.
I don't know. That's what I thought. I was like, well, that's in the span of what, 3 days?
They sit next to each other, or are they on Zoom or whatever?
Or on Zoom, yeah. I assume they talk to each other a lot. Who knows?
I don't know, man. I'm not a news site. We're not a news site here, people.
No,
just report the various things.
We report on other people's reportings, yes.
Exactly.
Speaking of reports, Impact, they reported today there's going to be a massive change to the main event of tomorrow's Hard to Kill pay-per-view. We're doing a watch-along with that on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Did we start with the pre-show? We start at 5 on the main card. All right, 4 o'clock then.
Four.
4 o'clock Pacific. We'll be starting, three of us, Enforcer. Here's the news. Alex Shelley, one half Motor Mid-City Machine Guns, he's out.
Out.
Moose, he's in. Oof. This is what Impact had to say about the change. Quote, due to unavoidable circumstances, he, that's Alex Shelley, would be unable to travel to Nashville for Hard to Kill. Of course, Moose was just granted a title shot by Rich Swann at Genesis. There's some tension there. Who knows how well the three of them are going to be able to work together. And you got Kenny, the Good Brothers. They're all best friends.
Mm-hmm,
they're a cohesive unit.
Super elite.
You got to think that gives them the advantage. That seemed like a great segue to our Hard to Kill predictions. Now, Steve, I don't know if you saw it. I posted a video on our Instagram today.
I'm on Instagram all the time, at Steven Larson on the Instagram. I'm there all the time. So, yeah, I totally saw it. I was taking a crap, and I saw your face. I was like, that's appropriate because you're a piece of crap. And I saw your challenge. Why don't you go ahead and lay it out for the people who, for whatever reason, aren't on our Instagram?
Yeah, again, at Steven Larson, if you want to hop on our Instagram and see all this great content we're putting up there on a regular basis. So essentially what it was is I wanted Steve to put up his Impact title for these Impact predictions because I want all the gold. I have three belts back there. I have the Going in Raw Cup. I got another belt on the way from winning a fantasy football league. I want all the belts.
You want this. Yeah.
I want that. I'm not scared of you. I want that. So I'm like, I'm not scared. Putting up big gold. I want that belt. And Steve's like, no, I want big gold because he's afraid to lose it, like one of the only belts he has left. So this is why I told Steve, I'll put up big gold. You need to put up that Impact title. What is your answer?
My answer is yes, with a caveat. You know, man, I know you know recently I got myself a new car, and as part of that deal, I said I decline your deal trying to sell me this new car, but if you throw in a tray of chocolate chip cookies, I accept. So I'll put Big Impact on the line. You put up big gold, but also loser buys the winner a tray of chocolate chip cookies.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't even eat cookies, so that's
fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat all your cookies. You can have Big Impact. I'm going to eat one of your cookies. Anyways, so yeah.
Okay. Well, if I win, you can keep the cookies. You make cookies for yourself. I just want that belt.
I'm going to start my own Ultimo Dragon line of titles while I'm doing this. Anyways.
That I don't feel that great about my picks, but let's get to it anyways.
Wait, there's more news, though. Aren't we going to announce this one, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, also, we're going to Enforcer. He's been joining us the last few months on our watch-alongs. And, man, it's been really awesome to have the Enforcer on them. He's really been the glue that kept the whole enterprise, keeping the whole enterprise together on these live stream watch alongs. So, we want to get him involved in predictions as well. So, we're going to introduce the Going in Raw Trios title. It's, in fact, a WWE tag team title, but there's going to be that's the belt that will be defended anytime there's any sort of three way predictions competition, starting with Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
I'll get Enforcer's picks. We'll announce them in advance of our watch-along tomorrow. So
basically, if he ends up winning Hard to Kill, he will be this, and then whoever comes in second will win the Impact title or Big Gold, depending on what happens.
Yes.
So, this will be up for grabs between the three of us. So this is going to be all brands, all promotions, WWE,
yes.
New Japan, AEW, and Impact now. Whenever Enforcer's with us, this is going to be on the line. I know, Larson, you're anxious to get your hands on this as well.
It's another belt for me to get my hands on, man. All the gold.
All right. So, all the gold.
All right. Let's get in this.
All right. So, explain confidence points really quick.
All right. Confidence points. So, the match you're most confident in this case, you give 9 confidence points. There's 9 matches on the card. The match you're least confident in, 1, and so on and so forth until you have a point amount allocated for each match. You get your pick right, you get those points, you add them all up at the end, whoever has most points wins.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good.
So
very good.
Pre-show match.
I am not confident
the most
in
professional,
any of these, by the way.
Really? The most professional wrestler, Brian Myers, taking on Josh Alexander. Of course, Josh Alexander, just off the breakup of the North, They had a match on Impact a few weeks back, and then in a DQ because Karate Man got involved. Steve, who do you got?
Dude, I'm going to go with this is a pre-show match. I really don't know. They haven't been afraid to job out the most professionalist wrestler. He's kind of a bad guy. I feel like Josh Alexander is probably staying with Impact for a little while. I don't know about Brian Myers. I got Josh Alexander with 3 confidence points.
I, too, have Josh Alexander. I have 4 confidence points. Not that I'm one more point confident than you are. I just have my 3 allocated to another match.
Fair enough. You're allowed to do
You are allowed to do that. That's the nature of your confidence point.
Exactly. We've got, this is for the X Division title, is that right?
Correct.
Chris Bay versus Rohit Raju versus Manic, who is just TJP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as of now. Yeah, he's under the mask right now. Yeah. So the story, I actually did a little research. Story of this is, so Rohit had the thing where he had the open challenge, but yeah. TJP couldn't challenge for the belt at any point after he lost it as TJP. So storyline goes, TJP reassumed the persona of Mannix so he can get a title shot and won it. Chris Bay got the pin on the go-home Impact on Tuesday on Suicide. So I kind of feel like that takes him out of play. So it comes down to Rohit and Mannix. So I can see a scenario where Rohit tries to unmask Mannix, and it's not TJP. There's someone else under there.
Oh, my God.
And it freaks him out because, you know, if he unmasked TJP, he'd be like, okay, well, you shouldn't even have this belt to begin with. So he unmasked. It's not TJP. Mannix rolls him up or something. I got Mannix. I got way too many confidence points on it. I got 6. That's because there's even more matches I feel less confident about. I got Mannix 6 confidence points.
That's great, man. I don't know. I have no idea. I got Rohit Raju with 2 confidence points. It's the Impact. They are never afraid to change titles, and especially with the X Division. And I feel like they really like Rohit Raju. And I feel like they might want to go about resetting the X Division so he can sort of do the same thing again. But I have no clue. I have no idea. I've got 2 confidence points.
No idea.
No confidence in this whatsoever.
Same. Yet I have 6 confidence points, like the 4th most, and yet I have no idea.
Well done.
Next, we got Rosemary and Crazy Steve taking on Tennille Dashwood and Caleb. Who do you got, Steve?
Well, the Go Home episode saw Tennille Dashwood eating a pin, if I'm not mistaken. And so I've got 5 confidence points on Tennille Dashwood and Caleb Conley. That I just feel like that's the go home math can oftentimes be universal. I feel like this case it's going to be Dashwood and Caleb Conley, 5 confidence points.
I have Dashwood and Caleb 3 confidence points. Yeah, I feel the same way. Next, we have Eric Young, Diener, and the Confused Cowboy taking on Tommy Dreamer, Rhino, and Cousin Jake. This is one of the 3 matches I feel really good about. Cousin Jake will get his win over Diener. It's going to be in a one-on-one bout, however. I got the heels, Young, Diener, Joe Doran going over. 7 confidence points.
Wow, we're similar. I've got Young Love going over as well with 8 confidence points.
Wow.
Clearly they are steering Eric Young into We Book Raw status. He's got 2 big stars under his production company with Diener and Confused Cowboy. They're a couple of studs. Let's see if they like being in the picture business.
There you go.
Next up, a feud from days past, reinvigorated. Sammy Callahan versus Ed Edwards. Last time, I think Callahan has been palling around with Shamrock.
Correct.
He delivered a SmackDown hacker-esque promo. He loves his baseball bat. I don't know who's going to win this, but I'm going all out here for some reason. I'm going to do this before I declare. I'm just going to do this. There we go. Ed Edwards with 4 confidence points.
Wow.
I feel like
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, the biggest part of this feud is when they sort of locked Alicia Edwards behind that fence. And that seemed to rankle her quite a bit. So, got Ed Edwards winning this.
I have no idea. None. I'm just going to say Sammy Callahan. It's a barbed wire match. It plays to his vicious streak more, I guess. As you mentioned, Ken Shamrock. he's got him back in his play. I don't feel good about this. I'm probably going to lose this title. I got Sammy Callahan, 2 confidence points. I'm just happy that there's a pretty big disparity in not just picks, but confidence points.
Agreed.
In 2 matches so far.
Agreed.
Leaves more up in the air. I like
that.
Yeah. Next, agreed. Karate Man versus Ethan Page. Speaking of matches, I have no idea who's going to win this. I have zero idea who's going to win this. Ethan Page is already out the door. His contract has already expired. From my understanding, he shot this in November. I just have Ethan Page going over 1 confidence point.
This is going to be a really silly match, obviously. I think I saw, like, he promoed some, or he sort of tested out some footage of Karate Man giving him a choke slam in front of the dude in front of a green screen, and he's actually got the lighting down pretty well. It looks pretty good. Yeah. Here's my reasoning for this one. So I've got Karate Man winning with 6 confidence points, and it's simple. Like you said, his contract with Impact Wrestling is up. He needs a way to be written out, because otherwise he could just come back to Impact Wrestling in kayfabe. So Karate Man, who's not signed to Impact Wrestling, is going to take down Ethan Page, and that's going to write him out of Impact Wrestling.
All right. That
I feel
makes
like
sense.
It actually makes some amount of sense, but who
it
knows?
It makes some amount of sense. But I thought maybe so Josh Alexander, when he fought Brian Myers a couple weeks back, Karate Man caused a DQ. So maybe Josh Alexander will get involved in this Karate Man Ethan Page match. I don't know how that shakes out, who's going to win or not, but maybe he's got beef with Karate Man and helps Ethan Page beat Karate Man so he can carry on as Ethan Page the next phase of his career.
It'd be great if this thing was just an absolute debacle, and then Impact's like, well, whatever, we'll just run it.
Yeah.
It's like, none of it makes any sense. All right, up next, is this for the finals for the Knockout tag title thing?
Yep.
All right, we've got Jessica Havoc and Nevaeh versus Tasha Steelz and Kiera Hogan. I don't remember what the go-home stuff with this was on. I'm actually just going to root for who I want to win this, and it's Hogan and Steelz, because I think they're absolutely terrific. They're a lot of fun. They got a lot of charisma. They work really great as a tag team. So I'm going to go with Hogan and Steelz with 7 confidence points.
Wow, that's quite a bit. I got Hogan and Steelz as well with 5. I don't. There was a backstage segment on Tuesday's Dynamite that we were talking. I mean, you might have stepped out to go check on your dinner. It was pretty brief. So I'm just going Hogan Steelz, 5 confidence points. Next, for the Knockout title, Deonna Purrazzo taking on Taya Valkyrie. Deonna, 9. They're really building up that Knockout division around her right now. So I don't really see any chance where she's losing here. 9 confidence points.
Same. I've got Deonna Purrazzo with 9. She ain't losing this. They like switching titles, not that much though. It's going to be Deonna Purrazzo here.
Yes. And finally, the main event, Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers.
The Devil Digs.
Taking on Rich Swann, Moose, and Chris Sabin. Steve, who do you got?
Man. So what do you think, man? You lose the chemistry. 3 guys who like each other, but then you bring in the powerhouse of Impact Wrestling, Moose, who's got his own fake title of his own. I've got 1 confidence point.
Wow.
1 confidence point on this for Team Impact, for Moose,
yeah.
Swan, Sabin. That's what I've got on this, but I've only got 1 confidence point. I kind of feel like, man, this is Impact's promotion. How are you going to put your 3 biggest guys, like your headlining tag team? I mean, I know the Good Brothers are headlining tag team, but clearly they're like, at this point, usurpers.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, the babyface, Swan, they love him. Sabin, yeah, this team should be rife with disaster now with Moose in the mix.
Yeah.
But Moose also is a man of pride. He might just walk out of this match. I don't know. They got some really the problem with all of this stuff is that Impact is really clever with their booking sometimes. That Willie Mack Moose match threw me
really
for
good.
A loop. That would have been
good finish.
Dude, that would have been all my confidence points on Willie Mack saying I quit.
I know.
And Moose said I quit.
Yeah.
It was really clever. Yeah. So none of this stuff I'm really confident in, but this one, Swan, Moose, Sabin, 1 confidence point.
All right, I got Kenny and the Good Brothers, 8 confidence points.
Whoa! I love it.
I love it. here's why. Actually, I felt less confident about it, Kenny and the Good Brothers going over when Alex Shelley was still in the match. Sure. I thought maybe Young Bucks could get involved. That can motivate either a match with the Good Brothers or the Motor City Machine Guns. They can end up costing Kenny and Good Brothers a match, and that could still happen, mind you, because what happened on Dynamite. But now with Moose in here, I kind of feel like Chris Sabin is going to be eating a pin. You know, having Moose on the team is going to advance the story between him and Rich Swann for the Impact title. If Kenny's team ends up getting the win here, if they want to do it, that's another thing. We have no idea where any of this is going. This could just be a one and done for this pay-per-view, or they could continue these stories
either way,
on through the winter and spring. We just don't know.
Yeah.
If Kenny's team gets the win, I mean, that's him saying, all right, well, I beat your team, champ. I want a title shot. I want to be belt collector. We could be looking at a Kenny, Rich Swann, Moose triple threat match for the next pay-per-view, which would be huge for Impact.
Yeah, it'd be really big, yeah.
So, why not? Kenny, Good Brothers, 8 confidence points. I think Kenny showing up, getting a win, would be huge for Impact. Because that's the thing. If Kenny and Good Brothers lose, that probably means the end of Kenny and Impact.
And, I mean, there's the additional, there's the additional, you know, X factor of Rich Swann having gotten a pin on Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson, which might go home, yes.
Yeah, which
that
might
as well. So,
for sure.
Whereas if Kenny wins, it's pretty much near certainty he's going to stick around Impact for a while, at least another pay-per-view cycle, I would think. So, I don't know. It seems like all parties involved are pretty satisfied with the arrangement right now between AEW Impact. There's a lot they could still really do with this. So I don't know. I'm just saying, Kenny, Good Brothers, and eventually they'll come around where if they do, they could do this right, where if they do the triple threat, Rich, Swann, Moose, Kenny pins Rich Swann for that title. Moose is the guy that brings that title back to Impact Wrestling, and that would be huge for Moose.
All this stuff is possible. I guess the most likely scenario in my head is nothing that involves Kenny Omega ever having to eat a pin. And if he wins that Impact title, number one, it's, I don't know how many favors that does for Impact, because that's a different company guy winning your main title. You're going to have to make your top guys, who you're eventually going to have to rely on, look subservient to an AEW guy. I don't know. And I know Don Callis is like one of the lead creative guys there. And maybe he'll justify it. You know, Moose is out there. I don't know. I love it. I love it because I don't know.
And well, here's another
why I only have one confidence.
Another wrinkle as well is, depending on the timing of things, you can have Mox come out. You can have Mox come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And cost Kenny totally the Good Brothers match. You can have Mox come out and cost Kenny his title shot if that ever happens. You know,
Kenny has, you know, in storyline, him and Callis have been very calculated. But what do they create also is a lot of chaos. They've been able to benefit from that chaos, but that might come back to bite them in the ass. Maybe tomorrow, maybe way down the line. I am looking forward to it, because I think that whatever's going to happen, it might be slightly overbooked, but I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty cool that, you know, I think it's going to be a decent swerve. I think it's going to be some good storytelling.
I think
that,
so, too.
Willie Mack stuff really, you know, gave me a lot of confidence.
That was great. When I heard about the finish of that, I was like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I'm putting this way, man. I'm not betting against Moose at any time in the near future, man. That guy's a monster. He's great.
Let's talk SmackDown, since that's on tonight. 3 segments advertised in advance. First, Roman Reigns and Adam Pearce set for Universal title contract signing.
Yeah.
Next.
This is Kevin Owens.
Sorry, go ahead.
Kevin Owens going to, it's going to be the Kevin Owens thing. Yeah.
You think so? Main event, Jey Uso to face an irate Shinsuke Nakamura tonight.
Man, I hope Jey Uso eats a pin here. I love Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, same. And then Rey Mysterio looks for retribution against King Corbin this week on SmackDown.
It's wrong brand. You can't look for that on SmackDown. It's the wrong brand.
That's on Raw.
Yeah.
Retribution's on Raw.
Yeah. Anyways. Should be fun. We're gonna be recapping that tonight on the Twitch, twitch.tv/StevenLarson. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.